Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where it is our desire to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today on Telling Future Generations, we have two very special guests, and they have been friends of mine that I've known for 20-plus years. We have Don and Sherry Ferris from Indiana. Don and Sherry, thanks so much for being with us today on Telling Future Generations.
Thank you. It's good to be with you today.
I've known you guys for a long time, and Sherry, you and I go back to our Moody Bible Institute days, and I guess, Don, you were there too, but she paid more attention to you, so that's important because that's how you guys met, isn't it?
It is.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and then also, not only are we both, all three of us are Moody grads, but all of us are serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship for all this time, pretty much. So we're so glad to have you with us. And Don, you serve as a state director, just like I am the state director here in Illinois. You're in Indiana. But also, you're my boss, too, because you're the district director.
Co-worker.
Okay. And then Sherry told me today, she goes, well, don't feel bad because he's my boss too.
So. That's right.
So again, we have Don and Sherry Fairs, and we're just so glad to have you with us here on Telling Future Generations. And I'm just so great to see you guys today. It's just like old times. So
That's right.
I just, usually when we have guests in our program, I always just love to ask them how they came to know the Lord. I just love hearing their testimony of how, you know, God worked in their life and drew them to themselves, and also their calling, how God just moved in their heart, not only for salvation, but to desire to serve them. So maybe Sherry, we'll start with you. You know, ladies always go first. And so how did you come to know the Lord, and how did you end up in CF and being next to this guy? So
sure. Well, I grew up in Michigan, and I went to a public school. And when I was in elementary school, a good friend of mine invited me to her church's Vacation Bible School. And I just very clearly remember sitting there, and that church clearly explained the gospel to the children there. And I remember sitting there, and I knew I was a sinner, and I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for my sin. And I remember staying behind and talking with a lady, I don't know who it was today, but and came to know Christ as my Savior. I was about 8 years old at that time. And that church actually ended up being my home church. And so it was such a blessing. They're very missions-minded. So I just loved growing up there, and missionaries would come in and out and share their stories. And so at a young age, I had an interest in missions, but I also just loved children. And so the Lord led me to attend Moody, like you mentioned earlier. And I was a Christian ed major, and I had to do an internship. And so I was looking for a missions group to get involved with, and that's how I heard about Child Evangelism Fellowship. And I went that summer back to Michigan and was trained by CEF, and it just impacted my life in such a significant way to see how the Lord could use me to share Christ with other boys and girls. And so after that, I thought the Lord was sending me overseas somewhere to work with CEF, and that's what led me to Indianapolis for an internship. And I thought I'd be there for a year, and the Lord had other plans, and I've never left.
So you actually never did go back to Michigan, even though you're from Michigan, but then the Lord just kind of planted you right in Indiana, and that's where you serve as a local director today.
That's right.
So you're actually the local director for, what do you call that,
Greater Central Indiana.
Greater Indianapolis
area.
Yes. And I'm sure Indianapolis is a big place, and you have your hands full there.
Definitely.
That is wonderful. So how long have you been serving with CEF then, Sherry?
22 years.
Wow. I guess I knew that because we started at the same time, didn't we?
That's right.
So how did this guy kind of come in the picture? Are we going to hear this love story here sometime, or how does this all happen?
We'll work our way there.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with Jesus first, Don, okay?
Okay. So I was about 8 years old, and I sensed a strong burden for my sin, but nobody explained the gospel to me. So basically, I didn't hear the gospel until I was 26, or if I did hear it, I didn't get it. So my best friend led me in the study of Gospel John, and in that study, John 1:12, to all who received him, those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And I realized that when I grew up in a church, it was a works theology church. So it was about earning my way to heaven, in parentheses, earning. And so it was all about what I could do for Jesus to get there. And then when I understood that it was about a relationship and about how Jesus died for me and how he paid the price and that it's about his finished work on the cross, the Lord opened my eyes and helped me to understand it, and I received Christ into my life, and that was at the age of 26. A year later, I went to Moody Bible Institute, and that's where I met my lovely wife, Sherry, and we were just casual friends, and then she was called in Indianapolis, and so we got to know each other better. So a year after I graduated, we got married, and still didn't know what God had for me, but it was through Sherry that the Lord led me into CEF, and that was probably about 5 years later. It was 1999, so we're married in 95, so going on 20 years marriage, praise the Lord. And so it was through Sherry that I think God led me into where I am now. So, and she actually trained me in CF, so that was interesting.
Now, Don, you were actually studying to be a minister, a pastor, weren't you? And then you kind of just felt like the Lord just kind of – didn't you go to Trinity and you worked on your different degrees past Moody, and then you really was right. going to go in the pastorate. So how did that happen where the Lord just showed you, no, I want you here?
Right. Yeah, what happened was at Moody, I wasn't sure what I was going to do, so I started out in youth ministry, and we were in the same practical Christian ministry. That's how we first met. And then the Zawana clubs. And then I was like, okay, what is God really calling me to? I didn't think it was youth ministry. So then I thought, well, I'll just do Bible theology major because those majors can do missions or almost anything pastor. It's a, you know, more broad.
Amen. That was my major too, Bible theology.
Yes, it was great.
Best one.
I love Bible theology. But and Moody, of course, got great teaching. And through that process, God really revealed in my heart that it wasn't you know, by the time you're age 13, your theology is kind of locked in for the rest of your life. It's hard to get rid of that, shake that. But it's through Moody and the continual studies and teaching Bible, took a lot of Bible classes, a lot of theology classes, and then Lord revealed to me that it, you know, it's not about works at all. It's all about Jesus and his finished work on the cross. So that was just a strong foundation that God removed the old theology and replaced it with the new. And so I still wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I thought, well, maybe youth. I didn't know if it was going to be a pastor or Bible teacher. I didn't know what God had for me. But then after we got back, we got married, got back to Indianapolis. We had a good news club. I led a child to the Lord, a 7-year-old girl, and the Lord spoke to me through that. But it wasn't until actually I had Sherry praying for me. I took some training classes. So I really loved, you know, the teaching, the classes of the practical, you know, how to apply leading a child to Christ and all the effective teaching of CEF. But it wasn't until I was on listening to a radio station after all this, leading a child to the Lord, all the training, and through the radio station, the woman was talking about the needs of children. And that is when the Lord got on my heart and said, you need to be in CEF. Mm. And that's when it clicked. And so at the same time, Sherry, I'll let you share a little bit about that if you want to. They were praying about us going to where?
To Evansville, southern
oh,
Indiana.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
And I knew the Lord was really doing a work in his heart because he really felt called to full-time ministry, but he really didn't know where. And so he's interested in sports and things, and so we checked out some sports ministries, and we were just checking out all kinds of, you know, Christian ministries. And so one day at the time, the state director called me in her office and said, Sherry, want you and Don to pray about going to be the directors in Evansville. I was excited, but I was like, oh, Don's not going to be interested in that. And so I went home and told him about it, and he's like, well, tell me more about that. And I just remember I just started crying because the fact that he was even open to hearing about that, you know, because he already knew about CEF.
But isn't it wonderful that you are able both to serve the Lord now as in ministry together, but also as husband and wife, but even though you have different roles. But it just fascinates me that we have such – the way that God brings us to salvation and then how God uses our background. Like, Sherry, how you came to the Lord when you were a child, and so that just moved your heart towards children's ministry. And then, Don, how God – I mean, that's amazing. I think you said that, you know, we were saved 1 year, next year you're in Bible school, and then you want to really – and your desire is you want to lay that foundation, that the biblical foundation of the correct view of salvation, and it's all by faith. It's all by God's grace. It's not by works. Amen. So that you can delay that so that other children don't have to go through what you went through. It's just amazing how God uses our background.
Yes.
It's like he's doing this tapestry. You know, they all say that, you know, God's weaving it behind and it looks like on one side it looks like a mess to us, but God knows exactly what he's doing. You know, our time is just flying by. So I know you both are been in full-time ministry for a long time. So Sherry, just share with us what a local director does in Indiana and just give us a snapshot. And then Don, why don't you give us a snapshot what you do, and then we'll continue this in our conversation next week because we have so much to talk about. So what's a local director do?
Sure. Well, one of the things I really love about CF, there's so much variety because, you know, as a director, you get to promote the ministry. You know, go to pastors and share the opportunity that we have to join arms together and get out in the community and share Christ with kids and families. And then there's teacher training, you know, training the volunteers. And that's one thing I love about CF, too, is it's really a multiplication ministry. Because if I went out and taught all the Good News Clubs myself, you know, there's only so many physically that I could do in a week. Mm-hmm. But if I train and equip others, then there's so many more children that we can reach. And so, and I can't really say enough about the CF training, how the Lord used it in my life. And I've seen, you know, over and over again how he's just used it in other people, you know, people that taught Sunday school for years. There was one lady who just started weeping when we got to the class about inviting children to receive Christ as their Savior. And she said, I've been a Sunday school teacher for like 20 years and I've never invited children. You know, she'd share the gospel, but she never invited them to receive Christ as their Savior. So it's just exciting, you know, to pass those things on. And also, as a local director, you know, you usually have staff, other staff, so you're overseeing and mentoring new staff, and that's a big part of what I do.
And I agree with you. And then you just excel in so many different areas, but, I mean, you're such a gifted teacher trainer. And I think what's interesting is, you know, we both had like, especially you had a Christian education background at Moody, but a lot of times the training that CF has, it's just like the frosting on the cake, you know. It takes all those foundational things that we learned in Bible school, but then it really gets it down to the nuts and bolts. And how do you share the gospel with a child? How do you lead them to Christ? And how do you help them grow in Christ? So you're really in that grassroots movement, but now, Don, you're serving as a state director. So just give us a snapshot picture of what you do as a state director.
Okay. We're over 92 counties in Indiana, and my goal is to look for leaders and train them, mentor them, so that they can mentor others. And then for each chapter, we have 9 chapters right now. Our goal is to have 12. And so my goal is to raise up ministry coordinators, and those coordinators will expand the ministry into the schools. Right now we're in about 10 or 11% of the schools, so we like to be in obviously more. So the more ministry coordinators we have, if they are full-time, they can oversee 15 after-school Good News Clubs. So obviously the more ministry coordinators you have, the more you can expand the ministry. So my main goal is to mentor, do some administrative work, but traveling, mentoring, just trying to help grow the ministry and pass on to other reliable workers.
Well, I just really appreciate your heart for the Lord and that you really care about your staff. I mean, and I'm one of your people that you oversee too. And I know that, you know, we're friends, but also I know you really care. And it's almost like God uses that pastoral kind of mindset that you had, that God brings that over. And it's just beautiful how God just puts it all together. Mm-hmm. You know, you desired at one time to be a pastor, and now you're the state director and the district director, and God gives you that encouragement, that mentoring as well. So, well, just there's so many things that we can talk about, but I just want to just thank you again for being here today. And if you could just say in just a few seconds, Sherry, and a few seconds, Don, why do you do what you do in CEF?
You know, Scripture is really clear about being a light and what an opportunity we have. And, you know, we want to focus on eternal things, and we have a great opportunity to pass on the things of the Lord to the next generation.
And that's what it's all about. What about Don? Why do you do what you do?
Galatians 5:6 says the only thing that matters or really counts is faith expressing itself through love. And so it's the faith that God gives us, and it's through the Holy Spirit's work in our lives that we're able to love others, and that glorifies God, and that's why we do what we do.
To live all for Christ and bring glory to Him, reaching future generations for Christ. Thanks for listening again to Telling Future Generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. So please tell me.